62 right now at 842. Hello, Dr. Charlie Schuster. How are you, sir?
Doing well, Bob. Good morning to you.
And I have to do it. You know I have to do it, right? Happy birthday to you.
Oh, man, that makes my day.
I'll bet it did. Welcome to Club 56. Are you hard at work on your birthday, though?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, working hard or hardly working, they're kind of the same. I enjoy what I do.
Tell the girls it's National Chocolate Ice Cream Day today, too, so if you want to, you know.
Oh, very good.
Maybe you can implement all that. Well, let's get right down to it, and we've talked for several months, and let's go right down the middle and split the difference. You're not just a chiropractor. You are a specialist. It's a Charleston Disc Center. You do so much more.
Well, thank you for acknowledging that. I'm excited about where chiropractic is going as a profession. You know, they're involved with every sports team now, and especially on the pro levels. You know, I've been to the NFL Combine, where every team in the NFL has a team chiropractor. But we have to recognize that it is a tool, and that there is so much more we can do. And we do, you know, see with our best athletes how these guys continue to play with herniated and bulging discs and other disabilities, and then even do better when they retire these days. So it's exciting, and I appreciate you acknowledging our clinic being different.
Now, tell us about the balance programs. We find this as we get older, and it's like everything else. Things are changing, and now you've got this program that's another revolutionary program.
Yeah, and on my birthday, I realized that, you know, we were just talking at one point, I'm not as confident as I used to be with balance, and literally the number one reason that people go to an ER visit is a fall. And you might say, well, you know, but I'm not going to fall. I'm in control. And most people don't. But, you know, we've seen recently our president experience this problem. And it isn't that you're just standing and falling. It is that when you trip or, you know, you put your foot down a little differently than you thought, that you can't recover. And, you know, the reason is, and they just did a huge study on this, 1,700 people in the study. It's a big one. And British Journal of Sports Medicine published it, has a lot of credibility, and they found that if people couldn't stand on one leg for longer than 10 seconds, that they literally had much less chance of living for 10 years. This is a correlation. So don't stand on one leg, fail, and think you're going to die immediately, but it's really correlated with frailty in older adults. And we find that when people have lost their sense of balance, they tend to have more back issues as well. You use muscles on one side more than the other. And eventually that can really affect the disc. And if you're really trying to go without surgery the rest of your life, that it really plays in. So it's just a big deal.
And you delve more into this when we were talking about, you know, I'm not going to come in there, you're not going to pop my back and stuff like that. Everything communicates. The brain communicates with the muscles. The muscles communicate with this and everything. And you get right down to the root of it, don't you?
We do. We think we definitely, you know, we have to get an excellent diagnosis, have to know exactly what we're dealing with to have an exact plan. And, you know, we feel like there's the tools that you need, you know, are more than just, like you say, getting your back popped or getting adjusted. We like to say adjusted, but everybody else, I know what they say. So, but, you know, it is, it's important that you take and look at the whole person, you know, our whole patient, and how they work together. And then it's even probably more important, Bub, that we make it affordable, because people think healthcare is expensive. And when you compare what we do and the work that we put in and the results that we get, compared to other specialists, we're not even in the ballpark. Most people, for what they store their junk in on a monthly basis, can afford care at our clinic. And I'm talking about the storage shed that I still pay on, but I don't use anything in.
Understood. Been there, done that. Now we also want to focus on the commercial. What you talk about a lot is decompression, because that's big and that is a huge success rate. And like Charlie says in the commercial, if you've tried everything else, you haven't tried this, you're missing out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Mayo Clinic has done great research on this. The National Institutes of Health has reported an 86% good or excellent result with people who have herniated discs. So if you just have a bulge and not a herniation, you can imagine the results are much better. And with that kind of a success rate and, you know, surgery being options oftentimes, it seems like, you know, you'd want to try the conservative thing, especially if it's actually fixing it. You know, with surgery, anytime you take something out of the spine, it weakens it, whether it's bone you're shaving away or whether you're taking disc material out. And, you know, it just is like, you got to try it. And, you know, we want to give people the opportunity to know about it, try it, know the difference between just stretching and having negative pressure, up to a negative 160 millimeters of mercury pressure putting in your disc. You know, that's significant.
It works. I mean, it's proven. How do we get a hold of you, Charlie?
Well, we're at Charleston Disc Center, with disccenter.com. You can call us at 217-345-9600, and we'd love to hear from you.
All right, my friend. And by the way, I stood on each leg while you were talking, so I'm fine right now.
You did. You made it 10 seconds. Good.
I did.
I'm glad to hear that. Another year for you, too, huh?
Yeah, whoopee. All right, man. Have a happy birthday.
All right, yeah. Okay, thank you.
See you.
Bye-bye.